Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord.
God. Good day, good morning, good evening, good afternoon to everybody across God's great earth here. We are honored to come before you to give all glory and honor to our Father God through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for joining us today, everyone, and we are the Family Church of Jesus Christ. I am the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish. You are the one and only. You are special in God's sight. Let's open in prayer before we get started here. Father, we just thank You for this day, for this season, for this time. Oh, mighty God, that Your love dwells within us, that we are the light of this world for You. God, speak through us continually. Let us always give You praise and glory. Bless those that are listening, Father, that You heal them, spirit, soul, and body, as we bring forth Your word for this day and this season. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much again, everyone, for joining us. We have a special guest that I'm going to bring on. But before I do, I want to share, if you are online, you can see our contact. The email is thefamilychurchofjesuschrist@gmail.com or the website, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. You can contact us or text us also by the phone number of 918-381-0254. We would be honored to come to your ministry, your country, your church, wherever God calls us to go. But anyway, thank you so much again for joining us today. Send in your prayer requests, your praise reports, your testimonies. You can even call in if you would like to be a part of the show or just ask questions. But this morning I had a scripture on my heart that I wanted to share with you. It is Isaiah 61, verse 1. It's Isaiah 61, verse 1. I'll give you a minute to get there. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. If you remember, Jesus shared this scripture. He always quoted the word of God. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you if you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord. Thank you again for joining us today. And so now it is my great pleasure, my honor. Thank God for technology today as we can reach 8,000 miles across and be one. We are one in the Spirit through Jesus. There is no distance in the spirit world. But I want to introduce my special guest of Kampala, Uganda. His name, he is the one and only Brother Timothy Walton. Brother, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning, brother. And thank you so much for joining the Blog Talk Radio Show of the Family Church of Jesus Christ. How are you today?
We are doing well by God's grace. And we are so glad that you have given us such a good opportunity to speak to the nation. I'm really so grateful. May God really do great wonders in the lives of your people. In the world of people.
Amen, brother. So before you share what God has put on your heart, I would like for you to tell about the church that you attend. I know we have fellowshipped and spoke there with Pastor Martin. Would you please share your church information, maybe the address, or the times of the services?
Okay, I'm going to share a good news. I'm so proud and I'm so grateful and honored. I praise the Lord for our wonderful guest. I am so blessed that we have a good friend, Pastor Lobin. We are so blessed and give glory back to God who has blessed us with you. And I take this opportunity to greet all, each and everyone around the world that we serve a very good God, a God full of love, full of joy, peace, and everything. I would like to share about when Pastor Lobin visited us in Uganda, we are so blessed. He touched our hearts. He brought a great good message. Concerning Jesus, how the perfect love of God, that God's love never fails. And I'm so glad that even today, I would like to talk about that love. Because when Pastor Lobin, Apostle Lobin, touched our heart by God's love, and from that time, we are changed. We are changed spiritually, and our eyes were open, and we got to understand the great love of Jesus. And even this time around, I want to introduce you back to the foundation of love, whereby we are in the dark end, we are in the last times, whereby the devil has really made many people go short of glory. Many people have backslided because of what the devil has really raised. He has raised a lot of tormentation, suffering, and God's people, especially the saints. Is checking their foundation, is checking their well-being, their families, their broken marriages, their frustration, depression, everywhere. Things like they are tough this season. But I want to let you know that no matter what's coming your way, no matter how the devil is checking your life, don't be shaken, because you do have a great friend, and his name is Jesus, who really loves you, who really cares for you, who take the path of suffering for your sake. So people of God around the world, we have to prepare ourselves, and we have to be fulfilled in love of Christ, because the Bible says in this end time, things are going to be difficult. When you read Timothy, 2 Timothy from verse 1, they were showing us how these days are going to be. People are going to be lovers of money, lovers of themselves, boost pride, slander. A lot of things are going to happen in life. So we have to be prepared. We have to be prepared in this season. And we have to be ready to face all what the devil is planning, because the devil is planning evil demons. And nowadays, he has given them authority. He has given them power.
Hello, brother. I must have lost you. Oh, I'm so sad. If you can hear me, please call back in. It sounds like Brother Timothy had a great word to encourage us to be aware that it is the end times. We know that we have heard that forever, but beware. The least you think that the Lord isn't coming, he will come as a thief in the night. And as he was sharing, oh, Brother Timothy, I hope that you can come back on. But if not, we understand the connection here. But it's 2 Timothy, and I want to read chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. In verse 6, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. And so Paul is encouraging Timothy here to be strong, be steadfast in the word, to preach the gospel, to be ready to answer any man. And back in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, and it says that in verse 1, this know also that the last days, perilous times shall come. And that's what our brother in Uganda there was sharing. And we are ready, as in verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Verse 3, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. And it goes on and on. You can read that chapter for yourself. But, you know, we put ourselves in remembrance, as I am drawn to this text that our brother Timothy Walton was sharing, 2 Timothy chapter 1, in verse 6, it says, Paul's talking to young Timothy here, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Remember this. Remember God's love in your life. Remember his gifts. When things don't look too good, remember that God's love, as our brother was sharing, that I and Pastor Jabran, when we were there in Uganda a couple months ago, that his love will never fail us. Never fail us. In chapter 1 of 2 Timothy, verse 9, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, in other words, not anything of ourselves, but according to God's own purpose, his purpose in our life, and grace which was given in Christ Jesus before the world began. Before the world began, all of this was planned by our great Father. Hallelujah. And so we just praise the Lord right now for his great plan in our life. And verse 10 of chapter 1, 2 Timothy, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death. Jesus abolished death. He did away with it, if you know the Lord, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Verse 11, whereunto I am appointed preacher, an apostle, a teacher unto all. Glory be to God. God is good. As we just listen now to his love, for his love never fails. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you right now. Oh, we just praise you and give you glory and honor. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Oh, Father, as I have read, Lord, the scripture, your word of Isaiah 61, that your spirit is upon us, that you have anointed us, Lord. Oh, we just thank you, Lord, for that, that we can bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to set them free that are in prison, whether it be physically, spiritually, mentally, Lord, to set them free, your word. Oh, glory be to God, as you have given us all power and authority over the enemy. And as we turn right now, if you would like to turn to Luke chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus is talking here, and he said to them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. Take up his cross and follow me daily and follow the Lord. To take up your cross means to encounter persecution, to accused of one's vows and beliefs, to do self-denial daily, Jesus said, and follow him. In verse 24 of Luke 9, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Hallelujah. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For in verse 26, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father and of the holy angels. Oh, people, don't be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Turn your life over to the Lord. He will direct you. He will keep you. As Paul said here in Romans chapter 1, in verse 16, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, Apostle Robin is not ashamed. Nothing will keep me quiet from proclaiming that God's love will never fail us, his goodness. The gospel of Christ, for it is the power. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Salvation is completeness, wholeness. Be ready to share with everyone and to answer, as we read back there in 2 Timothy. Be prepared. But Paul goes on here in Romans chapter 1 and says again, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Hallelujah. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Again, they've always quoted the scrolls, the Old Testament, if you may, Habakkuk 2:2, the just shall live by faith. Write down your vision clearly back there in Habakkuk chapter 2. See it so people will hear it plainly and know that he is God. Do not be ashamed of the gospel. As the brother was saying, the end times are upon us. Trust in the Lord, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Back in Isaiah 61:1. And I'm going to read also Isaiah 61, verses 10 and 11. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Greatly rejoice. What does that mean? Even when you're being persecuted, put down, tormented, rejoice, greatly rejoice in God. Stir yourself up, told Timothy. Stir yourself up in that gift that God has anointed you. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Joyful. God's joy is our strength. Hallelujah. God's joy is our strength. As we look in Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. God has clothed you, our wonderful Father, God, Abba, has clothed me with garments of salvation, completeness, wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, the shalom of God. He has clothed me. Keep on that garment of praise, of righteousness. Walk in our God through Jesus. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, right standing as the prodigal son that Jesus told this story about. The son went away and squandered, spent all of his inheritance in living with the pigs. But he knew his father. He knew that if he went back home, he could at least maybe be a servant. But the father was watching for his son to come back. Hallelujah. If you've left the father, come back. Come back. Live in the kingdom of God. Come out of that darkness. Come back into the light. And of the prodigal son's parable, the father saw the son coming from a distance and ran to meet him, hugged him with all the filth, all the world's guilt and dirt. And the Father hugged him, put the robe of righteousness back on him. Stay with the Father. He covers me with the robe of righteousness as the bridegroom decks himself with ornaments. Beautiful, the bridegroom. Hallelujah. And decks himself with ornaments as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Don't you love to see a beautiful wedding with a beautiful bride so dressed, so pure? That's what God does for us. Live from the kingdom. You say, oh, Apostle Robin, how do we do this? By spending time in prayer with the Lord, telling your heart, and listen, get quiet. The Father speak to you. Listen unto him. Read the words of God. Let him comfort you. Let him clothe you with the garments of salvation. That means completeness and wholeness, even now. Some people preach, oh, when we all get to heaven. Well, yes, that is going to be a glorious day. But God wants you to have heaven here on earth. Nothing missing in your life. He's your heavenly Father. Just as your earthly father, maybe you didn't have a good earthly father or don't have one. But let your wonderful creator, Jehovah God, clothe you with the garment of salvation, cover you with the robe of righteousness. Put on those garments, put on that robe from him. As a bridegroom decks himself, oh, you see the groom as he waits for his bride. Hallelujah. And then in verse 11 of Isaiah 61, for as the earth bringeth forth her bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Oh, can you see it? Do you hear those words? Hallelujah. Well, it looks like my brother is back on. We've got about 2 more minutes, Brother Timothy. I'm sorry that we lost connection, but would you just pray over the people and exhort them just for about 1 minute, brother?
Okay. I'm so blessed. Okay. Father, I thank you for the wonderful love that you always give to us. Thank you, Lord. I pray that may your love be manifested in your people. May your love be manifested, Father, as the Bible says, that love breaks fear. Lord, Father, as the world is tormented by fear, as your people, they are struggling with fear. Fear has brought worry, sorrow in their spirit, and has made them, Father, to do what they don't want to do. But, Lord, I pray, by your great love, the perfect love that found the world when the world was lost, and that love that you poured when you say that when you love the world, you gave up your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall live and declare the goodness of God. And in turn, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, may your love cover your people. May your love be fulfilled in that spirit. May your love break every chain of fear, chain of worry, chain of sorrow. May your love, Father, that discovered the world, touch your people and heal them and redeem them from their suffering. In Jesus' name. From their
pain. Amen. Well, thank you so much, brother. Thank you, everybody.
Welcome.
Bless the